trendybeats.com.
Jesus Christ, I cannot live without you. Righteous one, I cannot live without you. Holy one, I cannot live without you. If you leave me, I will die. If you leave me, I will suffer.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome you to Commander the Day with Emmanuel Balogun. It's another new weekend in the land of the living. Yes, by the way, the last weekend in the month of April. Come on, celebrate Jesus this morning. Appreciate Him for all He has done for you. Give Him a shout of praise. Make that joyful noise to the Lord right now. Let your voice be recognized in His holy sanctuary. Lift your voice and praise Him now. Appreciate Him for the gift of life. No one can see another day by his own power or might except the Lord grant him the grace. No one can preserve his life. The psalmist says, I slept and I awake, for the Lord sustained me. Thank Him right now for the privilege to be among the living souls. Thank Him for counting you worthy to see this weekend. Only the living souls can praise the Lord. The dead cannot praise Him. Therefore, with a grateful heart, say thank you, Father. Say thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm grateful for life. Thank you for preserving me and my family. Thank you for all you have done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, the scripture we are using the command today this morning is Exodus chapter 2. Verses 23 through 25. Exodus chapter 2, verses 23 through 25. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bandage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bandage. And God heard their groans, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. I speak to somebody listening to me right now, under the sound of my voice in this podcast, that your groaning, that your heart cry, I decree an end to them today in the name of Jesus. That which is of concern to you this weekend, the Lord, my God, will settle it for you in the name of Jesus. I speak to your life right now. Every form of captivity in your life, I declare them destroyed, and you are liberated in the name of Jesus. I declare to you by the efficacy of His word, your prayers and outcry to the Lord will be heard in His holy sanctuary, and will attract divine attention and help from above this weekend for you in the name of Jesus. Your case will be settled speedily, and you will celebrate in the name of Jesus. The Lord will arise and help you out of that predicament today in the name of Jesus. Whatever is holding your life back, hindering your progress, is destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Whatever covenant is working against your life, making it hard for you to succeed in life, it is written, your covenant with death shall be dishonored, your agreement with hell shall not stand. I declare right now that evil covenant is destroyed in your life in the name of Jesus. Every taskmaster assigned against your life and tormenting you, I declare an end to them by fire in the name of Jesus. Today, the book of remembrance shall be open for you, and God and men will remember you for good in the name of Jesus. As King of Egypt died, their chief tormentor, I declare your tormentor and the sender shall come to an end suddenly in the name of Jesus. I declare something spectacular, something miraculous, something fantabulous will happen in your life this weekend for good in the name of Jesus. I declare something to happen today that will cause your destiny helpers to remember you wherever they are and to favor you and bless you in the name of Jesus. I declare something to happen today that will provoke your remembrance before your benefactors and benefactresses in the name of Jesus. As King Ahasuerus could not sleep, so that he began to read the book of remembrance, and Mordecai was remembered for you. I declare from today, all your destiny helpers will begin to have sleepless nights over your case in the name of Jesus. As they remember you, they will seek for you, they will find you, they will bless you and take you into your new place of abundance and wealth in the name of Jesus. As from today, your life will not remain the same again in the name of Jesus. As from today, God's goodness and blessings shall follow you for the rest days of your life in the name of Jesus. I command this day to deliver your goodness and blessings to you in the name of Jesus. I declare things to change and turn around for your good in the name of Jesus. Something is happening today that will favor you in the name of Jesus. Something is happening today that will bless you in the name of Jesus. I call forth your blessings from the north, from the south, from the west, from the east, from all parts of the world. Receive your blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Blessings from above, blessings from men, receive them in the name of Jesus. I comfort your favor, receive it now. I comfort your prosperity, receive it now. I comfort your glorious children, receive them now. No more barrenness in the name of Jesus. I comfort your divine healing now, receive your healing now. Receive that quick recovery in the name of Jesus. Receive strength now in your body organs in the name of Jesus. I see you strong and healthy again in the name of Jesus. I see you walk majestically again in the name of Jesus. In that problem, that challenges, you will not die there in the name of Jesus. To live to the fulfillment and to the fullness of your day in the name of Jesus. You, that person that is trusting God for a better job, I call for your gainful employment. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. That ideas, yes, that new ideas with life transforming opportunities that will change your story for good. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. That job, that contract you have been waiting for is yours. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That angel of God, angel of good tidings, is locating you today, and you will receive that goodness and testify and celebrate in the name of Jesus. This day is your day. This weekend is your weekend. You shall rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper today, go and do great exploits, and return with astonishing results. So shall it be. For in Jesus' unfailing name, we are prayed. Amen. Just in a moment before the end of this podcast, I'd like to remind you that only Jesus can save. In Him lies the everlasting solution to all life challenges. Therefore, I recommend that you run to Him, not to any other gods, not to men, but run to Jesus. He has the everlasting solution to whatever may be the challenges you are going through. Run to Him. He will help you. He will save you. He will transform your life. And assure you, you will be the next to celebrate. Whether prayers, counseling, or you want to share testimony about the wonders God has done for you through this podcast, feel free to call or send a message to +34 70 68 57 49 75. God bless you. Have a splendid weekend. Jesus is Lord.